Speak up.
You're listening to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We're the campus and community radio station at Salish Territories. CJSF 91 FM Burnaby, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, Coquitlam, and Tsleil-Waututh. I today am broadcasting from my living room in a tent made of blankets, and I have on the line with me Matt Woodford. Hello, Matt.
Hey, Jesse, how's it going?
Pretty good. I'm hoping that we don't sound too much like robots, given the various digital tunnels and pathways we've dug to get ourselves up to the radio station. You are here to share a sort of different technological sci-fi situation with us. Is that right?
I mean, absolutely. I think, first, thanks for having me on. I'm stoked to be on CJSF here. Today we're talking about a sci-fi podcast series that I was lucky to be a part of that got released in the beginning part of 2020. Called Please Save the Space Bees.
Yeah, we've played the first two episodes of the three-part series the last couple of weeks. So some listeners will be familiar, but not everybody's listened the whole way. So why don't you give us the down and dirty?
Yeah, so Please Save the Space Bees, three-part science fiction podcast that tells the story of an Edge of the Galaxy bartender who has kind of this tragic past, and he was a cop at one point in time, and then something happened, and anyways, turned out that he ended up getting kind of exiled, I guess, maybe self-exiled, I suppose, to the edge of the galaxy, where he's just kind of living out his life as a bartender and trying not to engage too deeply in the life that he once had, until a young, beautiful corporate whistleblower comes across his frame, and all of a sudden puts him in a tailspin, and he's then sent on quite a journey.
Things really take off from there,
all the way through the galaxy, and all in the name of kind of fighting this giant corporate overlord known as Omnicron, and they are the dominant, I guess, company in the galaxy. So it's kind of got this contemporary globalization issue expanded throughout the universe, and kind of backed up with a little bit of a tragic love story and some comedy and some kind of neat technological, I can't really call them advancements, but maybe like ideas or technological seeds with the idea that, you know, technology is definitely going to move us into a space where there'll be all kinds of hybrid cyborgs. Can we call them cyborgs?
Sure. Guessing? Yeah. Or, machine augmented humans at the very least.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's a little bit of that in there, and it's super fun. And it was done with a bunch of lovely, creative and folks here in the city of Vancouver, British Columbia.
Yeah. Including some former CJSFers, current CJSFers, yourself included. I think I might have lost Matt there. You still there, Matt? Oh, we have lost Woody, and that's okay. I'll try to get him back on the line, but I will share with you, the listener, that this was produced by Matt, Matt was involved in the production. He is, as I mentioned before, former production coordinator and current board member of CJSF. Also, Scott Wood, who is the sort of mind behind the mastermind behind the whole thing, is a former president of the CJSF board, producer of The Interview Show, which also airs. Hey, there you are, Matt. I was just given a breakdown of some of the CJSFers involved. I know that there's yourself, current mm-hmm. board member and former production coordinator and on and off again programmer. Who else mm-hmm. is involved?
Yes, so there was the former president, actually, of the board, which is Scott Wood. Actually, another former president as well, in Hillary Kaplan. She plays Mona, which is kind of the character opposite the character that I play.
So this is almost a literal audio Mount Rushmore of CJSF.
Oh, is it? Isn't it? It is, actually. You are right. You are, and there's some current programmers. Alex Morris is still a programmer at CJSF, and he plays a wonderfully subdued character called the Subordinate. And
oh, it's great!
If you've been listening to the series thus far, he does such a great job.
Yeah, Alex Morris, host of Generic Alternative on Monday afternoons.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. And as far as CJSF alumni, that's about it. But yeah, the fellow who did the recording and the production, his name's Jeff Zip, and he's a local musician, producer, who is just looking to get his hands on some new cool projects.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and so like I think when something like this comes along, especially in the beginning, because, you know, Space Bees, it took a long time to produce, and most people are doing these kinds of things as an extracurricular activity. Maybe they want to bring it into the forefront of their life or be able to focus on it a little bit more. But in the creative world, it can be difficult to not only get a hold of projects, but actually just see them through to the end.
Oh, for sure. And I mean, with something like this, you know, it's an epic story. It's a pretty expansive thing that happens in a series of events. Like the plot goes all over the place. Mm-hmm. It's a real engaging piece of media, but I mean, it's possible to consume the whole thing in like an hour and a half, right? Maybe, I mean, 2 hours, let's say, if you're going to take some intermissions. But I guess it's that classic thing with any piece of art that you put, you know, hundreds or thousands of hours into it, and then your output is enjoyed and consumed like that.
Yeah, you know, in almost a literal blink of an eye.
Yeah.
Yeah, so and I think that's why you don't see a lot of the saturation inside of kind of the fiction podcast market. Mm-hmm. Is because it is quite a production to undertake. And like you say, if it's a little bit different if you have a network or if you have other content that your listeners, after listening to your piece, are able to move on to, then it kind of, you can create this kind of consumption loop.
Yeah, but it's getting it coming out often enough is mm-hmm. the real kicker there, I think.
Yeah, us being all, you know, kind of the community radio folks, being involved with it, I think everybody's kind of knocked on that door before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there was a lot more of a plan in place before, you know, the shutdown of the world here in COVID-19.
Yeah.
Well, in being able to promote it as best it could, but the environment is definitely saturated by you know, the conversations being had around COVID. So
yeah, and I think this podcast is an interesting sort of an interesting foil for our current times, because it does show a world that has just sort of continued on this trajectory of hyper capitalism and corporatism that is responsible for, at the very least, for the way that this pandemic has affected so many different parts of our society.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah, put the stem in there. And, you know, I think there are definitely institutions out there that would like to see a change, or not, for that matter, and
yeah,
prefer to remain a stranglehold. And I think that, yeah, the Space Beast does touch on that idea that, you know, if you don't stand up and you don't have a say, you can see things dissolve in front of you very quickly.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, it's about sort of speaking truth to power and standing up to the corporate overlords, which is something that is very near and dear to our hearts here at CJSF.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So yeah, we hope that that the space bees will kind of make you think a little bit, but you know, in its heart of hearts, we just want people to kind of laugh along with it because it is really fun. And I think, and the people who, and the those who are involved in kind of that, you know, the real coordination of the project, I think really got onto this kind of love-hate relationship where I think so many artists and so many creators know exactly what that push and pull is like.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, once you get to the end, you're like, wow, it's totally worth it. But in the middle of it, you just, in your consumption can be a little bit overbearing. So, and when you get through that, all we want to do is to have people just listen and be excited about it.
Yeah. Once you go through that gauntlet, you just want to share the outcome. And I'm happy to be able to put this out on CJSF. People can listen to the whole series on SoundCloud and Spotify and various podcasting places.
Yeah, absolutely. The series is called Please Save the Space Bees. And the production company that is putting out is called Dark Matter Productions. And yeah, Spotify, SoundCloud, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, all the good podcast spots.
And now on CJSF. So,
and of course.
Matt, thanks for taking the time out of your morning to chat with me here.
Absolutely, Jesse. Thank you.
We'll talk soon.
Sounds good. Take it easy.
Later.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, there you have it from Woody, Matt Woodford, the one of the stars, one of the central characters of Please Save the Space Bees, playing Sawyer Hugo, the bartender, featuring the work of past CJSFers and current CJSFers alike. Here is the conclusion, the finale of Please Save the Space Bees.
Incoming message. Officer Vic, this is Precinct Command. You have left the Antares 3 system. Please report and explain.
This is Officer Vic from Antares 3 Outpost reporting. I've had to leave the planet due to a... Hey, Pantsuit, Junior Suit, what are we calling what we're doing here?
Well, at Omnicorp, we'd call this a cross-jurisdictional task force.
What? Is that what you're calling this, eh? Is that what I'm putting into my report?
Okay. Say, robbery, theft, grand larceny.
We are pursuing two people who are believed to be in possession of stolen property from Omnicorp.
Right. Antares 3 resident Hugo Sawyer is a suspect related to theft of stolen property.
Ugh, his breath smells like chip gem. We still need him.
I have two Omnicorp Chemical Division lawyers with me to oversee the investigation. I assume that taking you two suits on this ride-along is completely legal?
Correct. I've submitted the proper paperwork to your command office.
Good work. Officer Vic, remember to mention your old friend Hugo has teamed up with an admitted rebellion agent.
All right. For the record, Hugo's no friend of mine.
Yes, we know.
No, it's not just that. That Hugo guy, he's been a sleazeball ever since I met him. And I haven't forgotten about Hugo's hippie girlfriend either.
Yes, exactly. We don't need to remind you that the Rebellion are extremely dangerous.
Not as dangerous as messing with me.
Of course.
Hugo's in the company of a young, hysterical female hippie and admitted Rebellion agent. You think she's taking him to meet other druggy pals?
You don't need to worry about that. We've summoned an Omnicorp suppression team to take care of any Rebellion forces.
But until they arrive, we can't risk this Omnicorp stolen property falling into Rebellion hands.
Right. And this Omnicorp stolen property includes... I don't suppose I can write in my report what this stolen property might be?
No.
That information strictly need to know.
Uh-huh. Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Really? You're not gonna tell me?
Fuck. Intellectual property.
Call it trade secrets.
Right. The stolen property includes... intellectual property and trade secrets. You know, I don't know if I can do my job effectively without all the facts.
Remember your efficiency fee, Officer Vic?
Yeah, of course. It's gonna pay for my new pool.
Right. Once again, let's go over the details of our agreement then.
We're paying you to ensure all stolen property is discreetly returned to the Omnicorp Chemicals Division.
We're also paying you to quietly take care of any problems that should occur before the suppression team arrives.
Right. That kind of extra work? I think we should talk bonus.
Okay. Bottom line, if you make sure no one ever hears from Sawyer Hugo ever again...
Done. I hate that guy.
And you make sure that rebellion agent can no longer annoy anyone?
Done. She's got some payback coming her way after what she did to us.
Good to hear.
Exactly. If you can get all that done and return our stolen property...
Then you can name your price.
Really?
Yes. Buy something really nice for little Jamal.
And maybe something extra special for yourself.
All right. Okay.
I'm imagining something with mag wheels.
Oh, shush.
Nice. I'm seeing two jet skis and a boob job for my new girlfriend. To start.
Sure.
Yeah, whatever you want.
Okay. Pantsuit and junior suit. I think we're finally starting to see eye to eye.
Oh, great to hear.
This is Officer Vic filing report number 2435-87A.
Case filed.
With anyone, we'll be back on Omnicorp Central within a week.
Good. I've got a mani-pedi with Javon I cannot miss.
Javon? Really?
Yeah.
Implant, call Jamal.
Done.
Tell him I'm gonna get him that tiger.
Dark Matter Productions presents...
Please Save the Space Bees.
A fiction podcast, part 3, the final chapter.
We are approaching 10M7. Starship detected ahead.
I've got you now, you bastards.
Is it the rebellion ship?
Yep, we've got them. I'll put it up on the screen.
Excellent.
Great news.
The ship is called the Starcrawler. Registered to the Antares 3 system.
They took the Starcrawler? Zix sold them that trash heap? Jeez. I'm shocked they even made it here.
Police cruiser weapon system activated. Weapons target.
What a piece of junk. Should I blow it up? It'd be a mercy kill.
Kill shot program. Take the shot?
Not yet.
We're more interested in regaining the Omnicorp stolen property.
But after that, any other losses are perfectly acceptable.
Got it. Hold on a second.
Alert! Escape pod is launching.
Did you see that?
An escape pod?
Landing trajectory plotted. Upper hemisphere, Denim 7.
Yep. They're headed for the planet.
The planet? Ugh, why? We should tail them.
Yes. Follow the escape pod to the planet, Officer Vic.
Roger that.
Interception course plotted.
Buckle up, kids. Orbit re-entry can be a real bitch.
Escape pod 7 launched. We are entering the outer atmosphere of Denim 7.
Oh, yeah, okay, we did it!
Prepare for severe turbulence.
The planet! It has so many beautiful swirling purple clouds. What is it called again?
Denim 7?
Ah, right. What do you know about this planet?
Well, I've heard it's one of the latest planets terraformed by Omnicorp. They tried to turn it from a barren rock into a rainforest paradise.
Really?
Yeah, they wanted to sell it as some kind of resort planet, but that's all I know.
I see. Well, I wonder what's under those clouds waiting for us.
Don't worry. We're gonna find out what's under there. Together.
Escape pod 7 launched. Is there trouble?
What? Sawyer, you idiot!
They're heading to the planet.
Communication channel open.
Sawyer, what the hell are you doing?
Mona, I'm sorry.
Wow, this is some weird deja vu for me.
I wanted to trust you.
You can trust me.
It's exactly like when Layla and I escaped the Omnicorp labs.
I am not gonna let her die again.
See? She's the type of woman who makes men do crazy things.
No one's going to die.
Yeah, you got that right.
Goodbye.
Communication channel closed.
God damn it!
I can't believe that escape pod is holding. It's over 70 years old.
Can you get a visual inside the pod?
Hugo Sawyer, owner of Omnicom Implant V5, locating.
Give me a second.
Hugo Sawyer, Omnicom Implant V5 feed accessed. Playing.
Impact in under 1 minute and counting.
Are you okay?
Yes, it's just... I feel guilty.
What? Why?
I'm the only one who escaped.
No. We escape.
No! You don't understand.
Everything's gonna be alright. Just hold my hand.
He's got one of the Layla Naru clones with him in the pod.
This is not good.
Don't you worry. We're right behind them. Your luck won't hold out forever, Hugo.
Priority encrypted communication incoming. Mona, this is Command. The Denif system is crawling with Omnicorp, and the outpost police are on your tail.
Roger that, Command. I've got the cure. What's my exit strategy?
It's too hot to meet you at Denif 7. We are looking on the dark side of Denimate's moon. We'll be here for a few hours to extract you to base. Hope to see you soon, girl.
Don't worry. I'll be there.
Priority encrypted communication closed. Peace, love, unity, respect.
Communication channel open.
Sawyer, please listen to me.
Mona, you're wasting your time.
We need to leave.
This is Officer Vic from the Antares 3 outpost. I'm right on your tail, Starcrawler escape pod. Sawyer, prepare to be arrested.
Vic? What the hell are you doing here? This isn't even close to your jurisdiction.
Wrong. I've been deputized by Omnicorp.
Don't listen. That's bullshit. Omnicorp doesn't have the power to deputize.
Deputization order granted?
Don't worry, Officer Vic. I have filed the correct papers.
You're good.
Jurisdiction extension authorized.
You're in possession of property belonging to the Chemicals Division of Omnicorp.
Stolen property? That's bullshit.
They mean me. I'm a person.
Yeah, you hear that? She's not the property of Omnicorp.
Yeah, once you've landed, I will take you and the stolen property into custody.
Does this ship have a weapons system?
No, of course not. It's over 70 years old.
Is there anything that I could weaponize?
No idea.
Ha! That's perfect.
We won't surrender!
Do it, buddy. Or you're going back to jail, Hugo. And you're never getting out.
Forget it! You'll just murder us in cold blood like you did those scientists!
I'm not the one who shot his unarmed wife.
Hey, that was an accident, and you and me, man, we're gonna be cellmates in hell together.
You could never handle this job, Hugo. I'll smile a big smile every day watching our cellmates take your manhood daily, you sanctimonious fuck.
I am really not comfortable with him making jokes about sexual assault.
Agreed. Don't say anything to finish this job.
Approaching planet surface.
Brace yourself for impact.
Okay, here we go. Whoa.
This is Starcrawler escape pod. We have reached planet surface.
Okay, we made it.
You okay?
Yeah, but I think we totaled the pod.
Impact. Irreparable damage.
I'm glad you're okay.
Oh, thanks. How are you?
Major hull breach.
Not good.
You're bleeding. No, what happened?
Total system failure.
There is a metal bar puncturing my abdomen.
Oh no, Jesus.
She's right, dude. The ship's so old that the impact caused the structure to rupture and impale her.
Oh my god. Wait, hold on. How are you online, buddy?
I don't know, man. Would you like me to turn off again?
No, we're gonna need your help. We need medical supplies.
This escape pod won't have anything for critical injury like that.
Fine, I'll ask Vic for help.
No. Listen. There are 20 more of me on that spaceship. I should have freed us all. Promise me. You'll save my sisters.
No, I'm not gonna give up on you yet.
We're here.
So this is Denif 7. Beautiful. I have to say, we do amazing work.
Yes, smell that air. I should book some holiday time here with the kids.
Let's plan our vacations a little later, okay? It's time to get the bad guys.
Weapon ready. Set to kill.
Officer Vic, we need to tell you. The woman is a clone.
Wait, a what?
This is the need-to-know part.
She's a copy of the woman you killed on Antares 3 while heroically defending yourself.
Technically, we own the clone.
Whoa, hold on. We can own people now? How do I get in on that?
Omnicorp can own people, Officer Vic.
Oh.
Right, we're getting off topic.
Please only shoot Mr. Hugo in self-defense.
Understood.
Help! Help!
We surrender! You win! We need medical supplies!
Is that Hugo?
Yeah. This is some nice poetic justice, isn't it?
Layla! She's dying! I know you need her alive!
The clone? What's he saying?
Put your hands up, Hugo. You're finally under arrest.
Okay, my hands are up.
I've got him targeted.
Vic, I saved your life back on Antares 3.
You? You saved me? You think that makes us even?
Please, Vic, we were friends once.
Friends? Friends with you. You slept with my wife.
Vic, I told you, man, that didn't mean anything.
She's the mother of my child, you bastard.
I'm sorry.
You destroyed my family.
I know, I just...
They were all I had.
Fine. Kill me if you want.
I want you to feel the pain that I felt.
But just, please, Layla, she doesn't deserve this.
Stop moving towards the police cruiser.
What? What are you talking about?
Dude, don't you see it? Look up.
What is that?
Hey, Hugo, what are you doing?
Why is Hugo looking up?
You praying? Because you're about to meet your maker, sleazeball.
Hold on. My implant's beeping.
What is it?
Warning. Impact detected.
Oh, sh**.
Death by escape pod. Brilliant.
Thank you.
Communication channel open.
Sawyer? Sawyer? Do you hear me?
Hi.
Are you okay?
I'm with Layla. She's dead.
I'm sorry.
I tried my best to save her, but she's still dead. Again.
You did everything you could.
I don't know. I don't know. Oh. Whoa. My God. What?
Sawyer, what?
You're not gonna believe this. I'm surrounded by the bees. I think they're trying to say something. Mona, we did it. We saved them.
We saved the space bees.
Wow, you're right. That was a really nice moment.
Made me forget for a few moments how awful you are.
So, what now?
Sawyer, I can't take you with me. I'm sorry.
I know, I betrayed you. Mona, I'm so sorry.
It's not just that. Omnicore are tracking you through that implant. The corporate news feed is full of you and Layla, and Omnicore suppression team will be here soon. I've got to get the clones and the cure to safety.
You're right. I understand.
I promise. If you make it through this, I will send a rebellion extraction team for you.
Sure. Thanks.
Good luck.
Take care, Mona.
Communication channel closed.
Wow. You left them there. That was cold.
It was my only choice. I'm going to complete my mission.
Course charted. Dark side of Deneb 8 moon. Oh, and your other surprise is also ready.
Good. We've got some time until we get home. Want to talk?
I'm not going to help you save the clones.
I thought you'd say that.
Hello? Is anybody here?
I've got a present for you.
It's all black. Is this what death is?
She's here? How?
Remember, I downloaded both of your implants when I removed them from your bodies?
Who is this? Who is this? Who is that?
Hello, Layla. It's me, Mona, from the Rebellion.
What are you doing?
Right. Mona. From the Rebellion.
Yes, I have some bad news. You're dead.
Don't you dare.
I'm dead?
Yes.
No. What happened?
And I thought you'd like to meet the man who murdered you.
What?
Hi, honey. Surprise, you patronizing piece of shit.
Oh, I need a drink.
Hey, bud, where's the nearest bar?
Sorry, brah. This planet hasn't even been settled yet. There is no bar, no town, no anything.
F*** me. I can't stop thinking about her. Layla, I mean.
Yeah, man. I could tell you had feelings for her, dude.
Yeah, man. She really reminded me of, you know...
I know, man.
Yeah.
Look, I just have to say it. I'm sorry that they used me against you, bro.
It's okay.
If I could take it back, dude, I would. For reals.
No. Really, man. It's okay. I mean, when has anything ever really worked out for me?
Sorry, bro. I don't know what to say to that.
Nothing. Just say nothing.
Dude, do you hear that?
Oh, great. What now?
It's a ship. Maybe a rescue, dude.
Right. It's probably Omnicorp coming here to kill me or worse.
Weird. I can't recognize the make or model, but it's not a standard Omnicorp cruiser.
Those lights. It's so bright, I'm blind, man.
It's landing right in front of us, dude.
It's so bright, it's hurting my eyes.
It has to be a rescue, man. Be an optimist, dude, for once.
Mr. Hugo?
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Hugo? Are you there?
Hello, who's there?
Ah, there you are. Good to see you again, Mr. Hugo.
Hi, I'm sorry, I can't see you.
Ah, right, the lights. I'm sorry about that. I didn't want to land on top of you.
Yeah, thanks, I guess. I'll come to you.
Yes, please follow my voice. Over here.
Hi.
First, let me shake your hand.
Sure.
Greetings, Mr. Hugo. I'm so glad that we found you.
Thanks. Who are you?
You don't remember me from that night in your bar, The End? My master and your employer, he hired you, remember?
Oh, yeah. That seems like a million years ago. So is that why you're here? Our deal?
Yes, exactly. My master would like an update.
Yeah, I was afraid of that. Things didn't go quite as planned.
Bah, well, don't worry about that now. Come with me. Let's get you cleaned up. You look like you've been through, quite a lot by the looks of it.
Yeah, you have no idea.
Welcome to the Midnight Fraser, Mr. Hugo.
Wow. I've never seen a starship like this before.
It's a galaxy-class starship. Among its many features, an intergalactic zoo, 3 observation decks, and a water slide. Please, take off your boots.
Sure. I definitely don't want to get mud in, the fanciest starship I've ever seen.
Thank you. I do appreciate your blindness. You're right. Somebody will have to clean this mess up, but we'll take care of it, and you, because I'm sure the master will be quite pleased you like our home.
Okay. Thanks. So you live here?
Well, yes. It's more of a home away from home. An abattoir, a prison, a torture chamber.
I'm not so sure I get your humor. It's very dry.
Very true. My sense of humor is not for everybody. Ah, here we are. The guest facilities.
This is the bathroom?
Yes. Now, please wash up. I've left you a clean pair of clothes.
This place is amazing. What does our boss do again?
Excuse me?
What does our boss do for work?
Work? My master hasn't worked in a long time. He is a member of the Prime Family.
The what?
The family that founded Omnicorp.
This guy works for Omnicorp?
Yes. To some, he is Omnicorp.
Motherfucker.
Oh, you didn't figure that out?
Where is he?
Mr. Hugo, please, that's already the fairly extreme reaction.
Where is that bastard?
He's waiting to see you. He's in the conservatory.
Whatever, creep. Just take me to him.
Ah, fine. To think that I almost felt sorry for you.
Let's go. Now.
Your guest has arrived, sir.
Hey! Hey, I figured out your game, Mr. Mystery Man.
May I introduce Mr. Hugo? He's quite agitated.
Yes, I expected as much. Thank you.
Mystery solved. And you know what? I don't much like it.
Very good, sir. I'll leave you to it, then. Godspeed, Mr. Hugo.
Mr. Hugo, welcome to my humble home. Do you like my conservatory? I have plants here from all over the galaxy.
Enough of the bullshit! I know you're with Omnicorp.
Okay, get it out. You can have two loud sentences of righteous indignation. Go.
You lied to me! You used me to find that woman, and now she's dead!
All right, that's enough. Yes, my family founded Omnicorp. Yes, Omnicorp's terraforming process causes some sort of toxic byproduct, which kills the space bees, which then leads to the environmental collapse on new settlements. Yes, Omnicorp covered it up. We didn't want people to know. Think it through. Omnicorp Chemicals Division was also looking for a solution. We want the settlements to succeed. That's how we make money and expand our influence.
Those people are dead!
Layla Nehru and her scientist husband are dead because they're both idiots. They both had Omnicorp implants. The Omnicroms record everything. We monitor, store, and analyze all that information. We already had that scientist rather f***ed cure. We didn't implement it because even we saw the downside to murdering clones. Instead, we're using his work to come up with a better solution to save the space bees and make money. So spare me your righteous indignation. The only remotely interesting or useful thing that your little adventure accomplished is now we know that that crazy scientist's bizarre cure actually works.
So, what was the point of all this?
I told you. I wanted to meet you.
What? That makes no sense.
I know. I'll explain.
My life is totally ruined.
Here, let me make you a drink.
Sure. I could use a drink. Or two.
Do you remember our first conversation at that dive bar?
Yeah. Andarian ale.
Yes, that amazing Andarian ale. You're right. It did turn my piss blue. Here.
This is Andarian ale?
No, it's something much more expensive. Here's to your old life.
Cheers.
Cheers. Ah, it's pretty nice, right?
Yeah, smooth. Goes down easy, just like my old life.
Yes, you could never really go back to that dingy bar now, can you? But is that really so bad?
Tell me, why did you come into my bar that night?
I wasn't lying. I did follow your story on my newsfeed. It was all me and my friends could talk about. For a while.
Today's top trending story in the Omnicorp newsfeed. Cop shoots wife. Tonight we go behind the cover-up.
Yeah, I've seen that before.
Oh, I know. Remember what I said? Omnicrom implants record everything, and I have access to it all.
Hey, I'm home! Look who's crashed out. Oh, God, you drank the beer. And all the Jameson, too. Oh, Sawyer. When are you going to shape up? Hey. Hey, you. Wake up.
What the f***? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Sawyer. Why did you have your gun on your lap?
I was cleaning it. Hold on. I gotta call the med bots.
Oh my God. Why were you drinking again?
You're gonna be okay. They're coming.
No. Why did you?
I can fix this.
No. Listen. Promise me. Oh.
Yes.
Promise me.
Anything.
You'll make them save the baby.
Stop! Stop the playback!
I've been wondering for years just how do you live with yourself?
Why? Why would you play that for me?
This isn't going to be easy to hear, but it's because I'm essentially what you would call a vampire.
What?
Genetically modified, alien DNA spliced, stuff that won't make any sense to you. The end result? I'm essentially a vampire.
What? You're crazy.
No, I'm telling you the truth. See?
Oh my god, what are you?
I told you, I'm a vampire. I'm over 1,000 years old.
This is too crazy.
And over the years, I've developed a very sophisticated palate.
I have no idea what that means.
It means I have very specific tastes in what I like to eat. Did you know a person's emotional state affects how they taste?
No, of course not.
Well, it does. For the last while, I like to savor the taste of somebody who is completely broken and ready to give up on life.
Yeah. That's me.
Yes. I think one could make the argument that you haven't really wanted to live for quite some time. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. I would agree.
Dude! No! Don't do this!
Aww. The implant is trying to save you. That's quite cute.
This is crazy, dude! I'm calling the police.
No. Don't bother.
The police won't come here.
Dude!
I know. I'll just turn it off.
No, leave it on. I want to rewatch this later. Maybe just turn down the volume.
Sure.
No! Dude! Hugo! Don't!
Thank you.
You know, I never meant to kill her.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
It will all be over in just a moment.
I'm ready.
Close your eyes. Computer, play Sawyer Hugo Omnicrom feed 2 years ago.
Ah, hello, Sawyer. Come in. Come in. Nice to see you.
Oh, yeah. Sorry I'm late.
It's okay. Well, you look chipper today.
You know, I really am.
Oh, that's so great to hear. A big change from last session.
Well, I've been doing those emotional exercises you gave me, and, you know, they really work.
That's wonderful. I'm really glad to hear that, Sawyer. As you know, this is the last session that your benefits can cover.
Yeah, I know.
So, how do you feel about our work now that it's coming to an end?
I'm a little bit nervous. You've really helped me get through some, well, dark times. But today, I feel great, Linda.
Well, that is wonderful to hear. You've been dwelling a lot on losing your badge.
No, I know. Listen, I got a job.
Really? That's amazing. Tell me about it.
Yeah. It's a tavern. Well, it's a bar. At an outpost. Antares 3.
Oh. Antares 3. I'm not sure I know where that is.
I actually had to look it up. I won't lie, it's out there. But you know what? I think it's exactly what I need.
A new start?
Yeah. Escape all this, you know, past bullshit. Look forward for a change and not think about, you know, the accident.
Oh, Sawyer, I am so happy for you.
Yeah. I think this is it, Linda. I might start seeing a world where I'm gonna be okay.
Please save the space bees.
A Dark Matter podcast production.
This podcast was brought to you by the dedication and hard work of many talented individuals. We are proud to introduce our cast.
Hello, my name is Jeremy Thomas Graham, and I played Ashley Nova.
I'm Deb Rivera, and I play Wiggles.
My name is Hillary Kaplan, and I play Mona from The Rebellion.
I'm Robert Kaiser, and I have the privilege of playing Rebellion Implant.
Hi, my name is Kaylee Coles, and I play Gertie.
My name's Matt Woodford, and I play the down-on-his-luck bartender, Sawyer Hugo.
Hey, bros and goes. I'm Harris Allen, and I play Hugo's implant, dude.
Hello, my name is Jeremy Thomas Graham, and I play Narco, the alien.
Cameron Forrester Gamble in a six.
My name is Alexander Morris, and I play the subordinate servant to the handsome stranger.
Hey, I'm Scott Wood. You might know me as the handsome stranger.
Hi, I'm Ebony Fisher, and I play the Omnicorp newscaster.
I'm Deb Rivera, and I play Layla Nerul.
Hello, I'm Cameron Forrester Gamblin, and I play the mad scientist.
Hi, my name is Kaylee Coles, and I play the commercial mom.
Hello, I am Jeremy Thomas Graham, and I play the kid in the commercial.
Hi, my name is Kaylee Coles, and I play Stockroll of the onboard computer system.
Hi, I'm Eric Applegate, and I play Officer Vic.
Hi, I'm Luke Wiles, and I play the Minzang implant.
Hi, I'm Rachel Schaefer, and I play Junior Soat.
Hi, I'm Rachel DeLoria, and I play Pantsuit Lawyer.
Hi, I'm Ebony Fisher, and I play the Omnicore implant.
Hi, my name is Kaylee Coles, and I play Linda, the therapist.
Please Save the Space Bees was written and directed by Scott Wood.
Produced by Matt Woodford and Jeff Zip.
Executive producer, Scott Wood.
Sound design by Jeff Zip.
Special thanks to Steve Vanderhoek and Sean Stanley Nicholas Murphy.
Please Save the Space Bees was recorded at Light Machine Records in Vancouver.
Find more Space Bees content on our website and the latest information on our podcasts at www.darkmatterpodcasts.com.
Follow us on social media, Twitter at Dark Podcasts and Instagram at Dark Matter Podcasts.
Please save the Space Bees.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby at the campus of Simon Fraser University.
Femme Conquest, CJSF's first program devoted entirely to playing FemCon. Short for female content, FemCon is music written, composed, and/or performed by primarily female-identified people. Femme Conquest aims to bring attention to women in music who are often underrepresented in all music genres. Femme Conquest every Friday from 2 to 3 p.m.
Welcome back to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. I'm Jesse. Only 5 minutes left in the show. Democracy Now! Is coming up next. You just heard Daniela Andrade from her record Tamale, same title of the song. And before that, No Pude by Lido Pimienta from her new record Miss Colombia. And I'm going to send you out with a track by Sotomayor from their new record Orígenes. This is Quema.
Oye, para gozar, dímelo, dímelo, dímelo.
Por un segundo mis pies.